It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In the months leading up to World War II, the Kinder Transport Rescue Movement helped get about 10,000 Jewish children out of Nazi-occupied countries to safety in Great Britain. Their parents did not come with them. Lisa Jura was one of those children. She was a piano prodigy, but when her mother and father sent her on the Kinder Transport system of trains and ferries from Vienna to London, it looked like her music career may be over. Lisa Jura's story is being told by her daughter, Mona Golobek, in a one-woman performance called The Pianist of Williston Lane, now showing at Arts Emerson. And Mona Golobek joins us to talk about her mother's amazing journey. Mona, thanks for coming in.
It's my honor.
Mona, this performance began as a book you wrote called The Children of Williston Lane, and now it's a staged production where you're telling the story while playing the piano. And here I should note that you are a concert pianist. What made you think of turning your book into a musical work?
I dreamed about taking the book and turning it into a theatrical production because I saw the effect of my telling the story to students when the book first came out. When I'd go out on the stage and play some of the music that my mother loved and that was part of her journey, I saw that suddenly Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata or the Clair de Lune of Debussy was felt by these young people in a whole different light, because my mother always told me when she was teaching me the piano, every piece of music tells a story, but you have to discover what that story is. I felt that if I had the opportunity to go out on stage and share this heroic story, I believe, of an incredible country, British Christians coming together with British Jews, a clarion call going out on the BBC radio to save the lives of these children where the trains went to the west instead of to the east, to the camps, that I would have an opportunity to inspire many thousands of people.
I saw your show last weekend, and I can still hear that piece of music that was meant to represent your mother sewing in a manufacturing plant, which is the job she was given when she got to London. The music is lively and busy, just like you'd imagine a row of sewing machines being. What was that process like, trying to find music that would match the scenes you were describing?
It was very natural, because as you listen to the excitement of this jig from the partita, you feel the sewing machine. And of course, my mother would always tell me while she was in those factories doing these jobs, she had a very active imagination. So she would be thinking of the princess that she had just seen Buckingham Palace, and she knew she was the same age as Queen Elizabeth, Princess Elizabeth, of course, at that time. So she would go off into her imagination. She would always tell me how each piece of music tells a story, and that's what saved her life.
I was astounded, truly, by your ability to play these complicated pieces of music, not only while not looking at the keys, but while looking at the audience and telling the story.
The combination of notes and interlocking threads creates a straight line of attached music, and a simple cloth with some threads becomes a beautiful tapestry.
Was that difficult, or is it as easy as you made it look?
I worked on it, but my mother was a storyteller, and I became a storyteller. So in the growing up years and as I was concertizing, I would often go out to audiences and talk to them. This, though, was something quite challenging because I was really doing it in theatrical form. But now it feels very natural when I go out on stage.
There's a scene in your show where your mother describes a dream she has about performing in a Vienna concert hall.
A hush falls over the audience. I straighten my back into the perfect posture that my mother has taught me. When the tension is unbearable, I take a breath and...
Mona, again, that is a dream. And for a while, it's not clear whether your mother will ever play the piano again after she leaves Vienna. But that is a happy part of the story, the happy outcome.
Absolutely. She told me that every Friday when she would go to her piano lessons on the trolley in Vienna of Mahler, Beethoven, Schubert, the streets and the marble speaking that music to her, a young girl, 12, 11, 13, dreaming of performing at the Musikverein, and then cut short.
But she did eventually become an accomplished concert pianist.
Yes, she held on to the dream. And, of course, I don't want to give it away to all of your listeners. I'm hoping they'll come to the Arts Emerson. But I'm hoping they'll come to see how a young girl held on to her music.
Is your mother still alive?
No. I lost my mother a few years before the book was published. But I have to believe that somewhere she has heard the words of thousands of students across America. We have many letters in our office. Letters that keep me going and that I cherish, such as Amanda, from Kansas who wrote and said, Lisa Yura reminds me that I can hold on to something in the darkest of times and make something of my life, and I will do that.
Mona Golubac's one-woman performance, The Pianist of Williston Lane, is showing at Arts Emerson through December 16th. Mona, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you.